With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Hezbollah thought it was a good idea to use pagers instead of cell phones to keep its terrorists in touch with each other. It may be reconsidering that strategy now after many of those pagers blew up yesterday, wounding thousands and killing at least 9 people. Hezbollah and Lebanon's government claim Israel was responsible. There's been no comment from Israel. After 2 Trump assassination attempts, Republicans say it's past time for Trump detractors to tone down the hateful rhetoric and vitriol on the left. Words, they say, push unstable people over the edge. Senator Mike Lee of Utah on the latest attack.
I don't think it's lost on anyone that had it been the sitting president of the United States golfing that day, the gunman wouldn't have gotten anywhere nearly that close, and it, certainly anywhere close enough to have been able to carry out the attack.
Former President Trump tells an audience in Michigan that only consequential presidents get shot at. Mr. Trump also told that audience that he's all for tariffs to level the economic playing field with communist China.
They're building these massive auto plants, and they think they're going to make tens of thousands of automobiles and sell them in here. No tax, no nothing. It's not going to happen. When you put on tariffs, tariffs are the greatest thing ever invented. Now, I took in $467 billion from China. Nobody else took in anything. And China's economy is not even doing that well.
Mr. Trump says those Chinese auto plants are under construction in Mexico. Are Americans better off today than 4 years ago? The question put to Kamala Harris the other day. Her answer? She says she was raised as a, quote, middle-class kid. The Trump camp says that's no answer at all. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow features up 43 points. NASDAQ features 32 points higher. This is SRN News. Pornography is bad for your mental health.
A new poll from the Institute for Family Studies finds that young adults who view porn frequently are more likely to feel lonely and suffer from depression. A control group of people who did not look at pornography had much better mental health. A growing number of states are passing laws designed to keep children from accessing porn and getting hooked on it. The major online pornographers, including Pornhub, are fighting any and all restrictions in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's official. Competing measures that would expand or limit abortion will both appear on the November ballot in Nebraska. The state Supreme Court has issued a ruling to that effect after hearing arguments in 3 lawsuits that sought to keep one or both of those initiatives off the ballot. One amendment would enshrine abortion, while the other would make permanent Nebraska's current 12-week abortion ban. That ban includes exceptions for cases of rape, incest, or a threat to the life of the mother. This is SRN News. Some 45,000 dock workers threaten to strike.
Longshoremen along the U.S. East and Gulf Coasts are threatening to walk off the job October 1st in an effort to stop the automation of their jobs. A strike would shut down ports that handle about half the nation's cargo from ships. Dock workers are demanding significantly higher wages and a total ban on the automation of cranes, gates, and container movements that are used in loading and the loading of freight at 36 U.S. ports. If a strike lasted only a few weeks, consumers probably wouldn't notice any major shortages of retail goods. But after more than a month, a strike would likely cause a shortage of some consumer products. I'm Donna Warder.
Senator John Thune of South Dakota competing intensely to become the next Republican leader of the Senate. Senators John Cornyn of Texas, former whip and strong fundraiser, and Rick Scott of Florida, a Trump ally, also in the running for the leadership job. More details, SRNNews.com.